Imagine us getting our validation from an ex-musician searching for recognition. Same story every time.
Wait, was that? Is that Joe still?
Yeah.
It's Amanda. He rapped.
He did.
The boy rapped. He thought the boy was going to rap, and he rapped. Not only did he rapped his ass off. Joe Budden, get in the studio right now.
Yeah, he has to. I mean.
And Joe Budden, don't do that pussy ass shit that you do like you did last time when after Drake responded to you. You went and put the pile behind the paywall. Put that shit out for free. And if you don't, my man got your Patreon. I will rip it off your Patreon, put it on YouTube. I'm going to do it.
You personally?
Me personally. I'm going to go. I'm going to sign into Redacted's Patreon. Log over to
Kim's account. Yeah.
Just the user account, not the creator account. Yeah. Just the user account.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rip it off of Patreon myself. Don't go running high to tell now and put that shit behind Patreon.
Yeah, because he probably gonna if he does that, it's gonna be because he starts a pot off with like a fucking. Although he only has a day, do you think he'll be able to respond by the time the pot comes out on Saturday?
With Versus?
Yeah.
No. He ain't got it any.
Okay. I was about
unless Parks, they too old. Unless he called Parks like, Parks getting.
I was going to say, unless Joe stayed up feeling like, yeah, he might shoot at me.
No, it's Joe.
I can go right now.
Joe should know that he shot at him.
I mean, yeah.
Joe should know, like, I'm getting shot at tonight. Like, he should know, like, I got shot at. As soon as he saw that shit when he woke up yesterday on Thursday morning, when he saw that Drake announced a new album, which turned out to just be a deluxe. He should have been like, I'm getting this tonight.
So he better be prepared at least to say something, if not a full diss track.
The first two records back to back.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah, that's like.
There's not full diss tracks, but lines.
But also Red Button, like you called it.
Red Button, I knew it was going to be a Joe Button. Yeah. Some disses on there.
Yeah.
What was the line he said? It was like, yo, niggas got you here, then you left the niggas in the past and stuff like that.
Niggas got you to the spot, and then you separated. Reasons for it speculated. You know how it escalated. Really celebrated.
One thing I will say about, just to throw some Drake critique.
Okay.
Is that Drake's rap flow does get repetitive after a while. I heard 4-3 Sean's and him saying, set it aside, my brother, but it got a little repetitive after a while.
Yeah, he switched it like one or two times, I think, but generally, yeah, it was pretty much that same
flow. It was a little bit repetitive. Like the hooks and stuff were catchy. But let me tell you, my brother, though.
I was gonna say in that one is more of just like a song because it has a chorus.
Yeah, it's barely a chorus.
It's a chorus.
It's barely a chorus.
It's like not the most thought out chorus.
He doesn't even like say it three times to make it like catch. He just randomly like one time he says it, but let me tell you my brother though, and then the next line he get right back to rapping. Like not even he just says it and get right back to rapping.
Oh, I'm getting confused with the one about, you know, the shoe fits.
Oh. Yeah. That's a chorus.
Yeah, I'm getting confused.
He said, all you bitches, get off my dick.
Yeah.
If y'all wondering why Drake don't rap the same, because I can't and I won't. Fuck y'all. Basically what he said.
To be honest, I think that's the perfect evolution of Drake as an artist. I think he needed to get to this point. It's been clear if you've been listening to his past couple of albums.
Yeah.
That, like, this is where Drake is at in life. But I'm glad that he actually finally just laid it out on the track. Like, I just can't rap like that anymore because y'all broke my fucking heart. He's talking about, like, I just can't anymore. Like, y'all broke my fucking spirit. He damn
near said.
Like, I just can't do it. I'm fucking tired.
I believe when that song is a song he mentioned where he was like, niggas let her bring up my mom.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what she look like.
Yes, yes.
He said, white America said I'm too scary. Black America let her bring up my mom. And he said, I would never be enough, which is true.
It is true.
Which is true.
It is true.
Y'all throw in his face that man is biracial all the time when he is so clearly sided with his black side. So clearly sided with it. But y'all allow Doja Cat to run around, who has so clearly sided with her white side, and just let her run around and say fuck niggas every song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
I've talked about all the time, this is something I truly believe in, that all biracials have to pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
Biracials have to choose. You have to draw, there's a line drawn in the sand, and you must say, hey, I'm black or hey, I'm white. But you have to pick.
Yeah.
Drake and J. Cole obviously picked their backside.
They definitely picked.
Like, without a doubt.
Yeah. But yeah, stories about my brother, I think that was dope about just like, I just like the way that it was structured. A lot of this.
But let me tell you about my brother though. That's about to get some.
Yeah.
About to get some shit out of me.
Yeah, tell you about my brother though. Yeah, that's great.
Tell you about my brother though. I fucked my ex tonight, but let me tell you about my brother though. You know what I mean? But enough about me.
Enough about me.
Enough about
the other
me.
Shit they was saying.
That
enough,
shit thorough though.
Yeah, enough about me.
But let me tell you, he would say the craziest shit ever. I fucked 16 women last night. They all bad. Enough about me though. Let me tell you about my brother though. That's thorough. Like, that's thorough.
That's sick.
I fuck with that.
What do you do that?
No, because yeah. Enough about me though. Let me tell you about my brother though.
Enough about me though.
Let me tell you about my brother though.
Yeah, that shit was thorough. Yeah, and then you get to the shoe fits, which is that's the one I met. I was confusing. Let me tell you about my stories about my brother.
Stories about my brother
with the shoe fits, which is like starting a 6-minute track with like, y'all might as well skip.
He
this
said,
one.
"You might as well skip this one because I'm out to the truth."
Y'all might want to skip this one. This is harsh truth.
Oh no, nah. Basically laid out every experience he's ever had with any woman. It was like, yo, y'all be doing this bullshit. Can't let it go. But I will say, he also did talk about the other side.
I'm he
like,
did talk about men.
The jealous men of the women that he's definitely fucked.
Definitely fucked.
And how they act. Like, which is like something about, I gave her dick in somewhere and he turned to Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the bars. Yeah, that was damn, that was kind of uncomfortable in certain times. Because whenever Drake, of all people, gets to say, like, real shit like that, it, you know.
Yeah,
the room gets filled with tension.
Yeah, I mean,
they tend to just.
This is shit got kinky at the 15 years of dominance.
Shit got kinky at the 15 disses on his album.
It did. It did. Yeah. Let me tell my brother though, I can't rap the same. Like he just talking this. And then it was the J. Cole record, right?
Yeah, the J. Cole record. My least favorite on here.
I know. I like that one a lot. That one's gonna get a lot of spit out of me. To me, that's like. Classic J. Cole. If you know, if you ever listened to Truly Yours 2 or Truly or any of Truly Yours mixtape, sample, the drums, everything I heard, this is Cole bought that beat.
Yeah.
That Cole brought that beat to the studio.
Yeah, that's one of his.
I like that. I like that because they went back and forth.
Which I think kind of makes it so hard to choose who wins.
Yeah.
And that was, again, on purpose of them trying to, like, almost bait people into, like, yo, who's better, Drake or Cole? But this time, it's like, if they're only doing, like, fours and sixes, like, you can't really, like, how do you compare that? It's hard. It's just, like, it's just rapping back and forth, and it gets blended together. I can't really tell you who had the better verses.
I do like them to go back and forth. Kendrick is watching, like, Squidward from his window. Like, oh, why are they having fun without me? Kendrick, come outside, stop being a hermit crab.
Yeah. Drake or drop the fucking album, Baby Keem, then, if you're going to act like that. Be with your fucking cousin and drop music. Either way, drop music.
Yeah. Stop doing a little scare. Stop doing all that mysterious shit. Aubrey said we off that.
He did.
Aubrey said we off that.
And I will say I didn't necessarily catch any Kendrick disses.
No. Pusha did get this, though.
For sure. The clip song. I forget what the name of that song was.
I forget what he said. Something about the guy that said tick, tick, tick. Now it's time. It's ticking or some shit like that.
And I remember niggas was joking about some tick, tick. And now that rapper broke his fucking boy is statistic. Empty clips.
Oh, this is pushing.
Empty clips.
Oh, tick, tick.
There was no, like, super crazy disses outside the Joe Budden one, which I think is what we all were hoping for.
Yeah.
Joe Budden was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a sick image right now.
What?
You're using your to clean your teeth. It's kind of crazy.
I do a lot of time, by the way.
I don't think you've ever done it on camera. It's nuts. So that happened. He dissed Joe Budden a couple of times. Not a full diss track, but he did diss him.
Yeah.
And now we wait. Do we think Joe Budden is actually going to respond with a...
With lyrics?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think he's going to respond with a
No.
rap?
No. Joe don't want those problems.
I mean, it's as direct of a diss as I feel like Joe Budden's. That's the most direct diss that Drake certainly gave him. Because Drake has done like little slick like, pump it up. Or like,
pump it up. Yeah. She got a big head on her, so she pump it up. That's I'm not a one-head one at it all my stuff.
Right.
You let me turn into the nigga that you almost was. That's what he said.
That's I didn't know. I only remember the pump up, up, and up.
I remember all those lyrics.
That's a pretty fucked up bar.
I want you to know that Drake said those four bars, then proceeded to rap on the French Montana song, Funly. Yeah. And Joe said, here go 3 6-minute diss songs.
I remember.
But also, this is Joe Budden wearing white beaters on a podcast. It was a different Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if Joe now, but I mean, this
that
is was, pretty.
This, that's pre-frock, Joe.
Right.
And it's pre-Frock.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't signed a Rockefeller yet. Like, he's since moved on past Frocks.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hope so. That's what we're all expecting. And then
Go ahead. No, but say.
No, because you might still be asking about this joke.
No, keep going.
I was gonna ask you about the last song, which you say is not gonna be a hit. Even after the 10th time, I was like, fuck my ex, fuck my everybody in the club, fuck my. That's what he said.
He said everybody in the club repeated, fuck my ex.
Fuck my ex. Fuck my ex. Come on, bro. Fuck my ex.
We thought that there was gonna be a song on here, in which he would go for the record.
Yeah.
Because he was one away from Michael, got to beat it. Right. Hey, Todd Michael. Now the goal is to get past Michael. Get number one. He wants a number one. That's like a number one record to you?
I heard the trap beat. It was like, okay.
It's barely trap.
I mean, I heard it. And I'm like, it's snuck in there. Like in the middle, it's snuck in there. And I'm like, oh. It's very slow paced. I will agree with you.
It's
very
too slow.
It's very slow. But it's victorious, though. We got like the fucking, like... It's orchestral, like, which makes sense because of the trailer that we saw with the like the piano and the fucking the horns. And
yeah,
very great. It's a bit. It's definitely the biggest song.
It's grand,
very grand.
But I don't think it's a hit. Also, that song is funny because he sung to Joe Budden.
What I agree with you, but I think it's supposed to be like a double entendre because then he goes on to do like "Fuck My Ex."
No. He sung about Joe Budden and then sung another verse, and then it was "Fuck My Ex."
Okay,
like he was definitely sick about Joe Budden. I want to see if the lyrics is up already.
"You Broke My Heart" about Joe Budden is the nastiest thing any rapper's ever done. You can't convince me of it. "You Broke My Heart."
I'm with you. It was disgusting when I heard it.
Yeah, "You Broke My Heart." Whatever the fuck that melody was.
Because why did he... Hold on. Where is it at? Damn, he did this. I don't know. I don't like how he just stewed it at the end of this album for all my dogs. But you know what? It was this. Here we go. I want to read the lyrics to this shit because this shit was crazy.
I want to hear it. Yeah.
"You broke my heart. I had my doubts about you from the start. Pushed to the edge like Vert. On Instagram digging up dirt. You want to smoke with me first. Well, this going... Yeah, this going to hurt.
Yeah, you want to smoke with me
down
first.
Bad boys, sad boys.
Okay.
I've been rapping since his birth."
Okay.
I think
he's a double entendre of like he wants to make it. First of all, we know that Drake does this where he makes his disses like hits. So let's say if we operate under the world that he wants this to be the biggest song out of this. I agree with you in terms of what is a hit nowadays. I see that's what you're saying. It's like, I don't think it's going to be like a monster hit. But I think it's definitely going to be the most streamed out of this project. For sure.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then a double entendre song about like, "Fuck my ex." Like, and it's also very insulting if the song's about Joe Budden or at least that part, because Drake is just calling Joe Budden his ex.
Drake also said... I'll pull the lyrics up.
Okay, got it.
To the album now, so we can read some of these now.
Okay, perfect.
He said on Red Button, "Taylor Swift, the only nigga that I ever rated."
Didn't say that.
First of all, calling Taylor Swift a nigga is hilarious. "Only one to make me drop the album just a little later. Rest of y'all, I treat you like you never made it."
Well, that is telling. He's admitting that.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought that. Like, I think it's her loss. Mm. I think her loss was the album. Or no. I don't know which album. Taylor Swift's been dropping too fucking much.
Yeah.
It could be her loss or it could be For the Dogs. But him admitting that is pretty telling. That's telling.
I like that. I mean, honestly.
I agree. It's suit on business. I think, listen, Taylor Swift sold fucking 1.6 on a re-release. I mean, what do you do with that? You just gotta have to.
You gotta duck off her release date.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
He also said, "The same song, Red Button." Every time you need me for a boost, I never hesitated. Every time that Yeezy called a truce, he had my head inflated. Thinking when we gonna finally piece it up. It's levitated. Realized that everything premeditated. Every day was good to me. Then everyone's presence is faded. Ticket time bomb. They begging me to detonate it.
Again, that ticking.
I think that was taken. I see what you're saying. He's just like, yo, leave me alone, y'all. Get off my dick.
That he is saying that in this. Like, the tensions is rising. Like, he is. I don't know what it's going to take for him to go if this wasn't it, but.
I'm trying to find the bar in this song where he said, niggas got you here. God, I can find it.
It has to be. I think it was definitely the first. I think it was early on.
Yeah.
One of the first few bars.
Yeah. Niggas got you to the spot and then you separated. Reasons for it speculated. We know how it escalated. Really celebrated. Grade 11 educated.
Jesus Christ.
He's definitely talking to Joe.
Fucking hell.
He's definitely talking
grade
to Joe.
Grade 11 educated. Yeah, because we know that
Joe dropped out of high school. Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
Niggas got you to the spot and then you separated. The reasons for it is speculated, but we know how it escalated.
Damn. Yeah.
Really celebrated. He's really celebrated. Grade 11 educated. Yeah, nah, he got it that nigga ass.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He got it that nigga ass. This story is with my brother. Conductor.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
Let's see. Let's read some of these. Imagine us getting our validation from an ex-musician searching for recognition.
Very obviously, Joe.
Same story every time, they heckle in repetition.
Mm.
I'm at the top of the mountain. These niggas still down at the base camp. They playing the expeditions. Mm. Hey, leave us. He's saying, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying that there's most. I mean, to be honest, I don't know. I just don't know what it's going to really take for Drake to snap if this wasn't it. You see what I'm saying? Like, they've been coming at him like this.
Yeah,
this
but I think this was him, like, addressing y'all calmly.
It was.
I think this is him saying, like, it could have got worse.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think this is kind of, like, a good way to not, like, just full on, like, just diss people. You see what I'm saying? Like, still mm-hmm. make it part of.
Also, I like this because, listen, niggas want to clash that's just 10 of these. He gave you 6 of these.
You did.
Like, you did. 6 rap records. Not no, there's no Trap. There's no Lil Baby. There's no Gunna.
No, that's
there's
true.
No Travis Scott.
Yeah.
It's just Conductor Williams.
Yeah. An Alchemist.
An Alchemist.
Yeah.
And just rhyming.
I agree. I do think there's absolutely nothing to complain about with these 6 songs. But my problem is, like, you can never satisfy the beast. I can already tell you the discourse from this is going to be, why doesn't he do this more often? Like, exactly. I can, you know what I mean? It will never end. There's, you can't satisfy that. So yeah. I'm glad he did it.
I'm glad he did it just so he, I think that he did it because niggas thought he couldn't do it.
Mm. Okay.
Niggas thought he lost it. He's like, right. No, I can.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do this.
Yeah. I want
to. I have fun making R&B.
Yes.
I like calling Yeet. Yeah. I like playing with Yachty. Like, yeah. I like doing that. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was interesting. Like, it's been a whole bunch of fucking. Oh, today, when are we putting this out?
Friday.
Oh, okay.
Or Saturday. Friday.
So. We can put out Friday. If you can have it up by tomorrow, we can put out tomorrow.
All right, bet.
Yesterday, well, today the 100,000 came. The 100,000 win with album
play
came
some
out.
Some of it.
Right, one of five?
Yeah, right now. You play some of the first song?
I play it, but let me get my foot off and not come back to it. Today, the 100,000 album came out. And yesterday on the timeline, when he did his GQ cover and that shit was announced, a lot of people defending him, like me, one of those people, like, yo, let artists do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Let artists create the art that they want to create. People are defending a Wynwood album of Andre 3000 just playing with his flute. But when Drake wants to go and have fun with Lil Yachty, we complain. You see how there's not a level playing field for the boy?
Yeah, no. It's really not. I mean, yeah, he can't really.
The guy, he made an album he liked. That he clearly, for all the dogs, you can tell he's having fun.
Yes.
I know this for a fact because I listen to CLB. CLB does not sound fun.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's laboring to get through that album, the whole album.
Yeah, it's true.
It sounds like every song is a fucking, a struggle to get done.
Yeah, it's like a mandate.
Not on Fraud of Dogs. Fraud of Dogs, he's like, getting through them, having fun. It's breezy. More energetic. He's like, his voice sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And y'all was like, no, but you can't do that thing we used to love you for.
Yeah.
And then he's going to give it to y'all. And of course, y'all going to say, oh, how come you don't do this more often? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That this is the way the wind blew him.
These six rap songs is the way the wind blew him.
This is the way the wind blew him. I'll play some of this. Because
I got to hear this. I better hear some fucking reverb, bro. I'm not fucking playing. Oh, okay. I can listen to this. I'm not mad at this.
You fucking with that?
Well, it's an instrumental album as opposed to a flute album, so I stand corrected.
Yeah.
It's like ambiance, like weird, like... Yeah, shit you play to go to sleep to.
But it is mixed.
At least it sounds like music, yeah.
You thought it was going to be flutes.
I thought that was going to hit. But listen, today marks a day where two great artists just did two great things.
Somebody in the community said, I want Dom E4 and Equatro to stand on that janky business they was on. Call me an old ass nigga now, LMFAO. Nigga probably got this shit playing as we speak. Are we talking about the Drake album? Yeah.
Why do we got to stand on business?
Yeah, what we doing?
Are they going to be like, see, y'all was talking about, no, the other shit was good. No, this is the real shit. I can already, I don't know how to talk.
I'm going to keep it being with y'all. Don't do that shit. Both of them are good. Both of them are good. You can't tell me.
Well, also, they're all the same.
Yeah.
It's one album. It's For All the Dogs. This is officially part of For All the
it
Dogs
It is,
now.
Yeah.
It's not a separate thing.
It's For All the Dogs.
It's For All the Dogs now. So
you can't tell me. You're not going to look me in my face. Y'all going to look me in my face and tell me that Trying Our Best is not a good song. I refuse for you to even utter those words to me.
Yeah.
Like every time somebody talks shit about For All the Dogs, I just post that clip.
Tried Our Best. Yeah. Say something.
Please tell me that's a bad Drake song. Yeah. I dare you. So I can just say you don't like Drake. Because if you think that's a bad song, you don't like Drake.
Yeah.
Also, real quick before we go, do we have to thank Joe Budden for this?
I mean, the fact that it started off the first two songs with Joe Budden, I never want to give Joe Budden that much credit.
I don't either.
It feels like rewarding a narcissist.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Yeah. But I can't lie. It's definitely at least partly a reason for this.
I do think that he got under the boy's skin.
He did. I mean, this is proof.
But it's the nigga call up on Twitter, the nigga that run the Joe Budden community, he'll be up like, oh, look, Joe got your favorite light skin rapper to rap.
Yeah, I'm not buying into that. But Joe certainly bothered him. And if the last song on this fucking EP, The Scary Hours 3.
He did tell that nigga,
you broke my heart.
I was always wary of you from the start. Which is like, damn. Joe said that. Joe's like, it's always been a little. I think Maul might have said that to Rory Maul. He's like, yo, them niggas ain't really friends. Like, there's been a little tension the whole time between them.
Well, there you go. I'm glad that tension existed because it gave us six great rap songs.
Six great rap songs. I'm going to, can't wait to run them back.
Fuck my ex. But that's stuck in my head. I'm sorry.
Yo, it worked on you.
It did.
The marketing.
Fuck my ex. Yo, I told you, rapper tricks work on me.
Rapper tricks do work on you.
Fuck my ex. I would be in the club. I don't even go to the club. Fuck my ex.
Hold on. Can I tell you the exact line to that part? It's one of my favorite lines in hip-hop history ever. I'm not going to lie to you.
Fuck my ex?
Yeah.
You broke my heart. By the way, it should have been called Fuck my ex.
His exact words was, matter of fact, everybody in his bitch scream out, fuck my ex. That's literally what he said.
Yeah, matter of fact, everybody right now in this bitch yelling, and that got me. And then I started yelling,
you did.
Fuck my ex. I started going crazy.
Middle fingers up. Fuck my ex. Yeah, about to turn this bitch up. Fuck my ex. I should drop a name. Fuck my ex. Drop a couple names. Just fuck my ex. Since you want some faith, fuck my ex.
Oh my God. I even peeped that little slick little lines was doing in there.
Yo.
Listen, that was, listen, that part came on, I was doing tricks.
Matter of fact, everybody this bitch y'all fuck my ass. That's like me when I was hosting OVO XO.
Everybody, that's going to make it so easy to host. Like, this plays at OVO XO. Oh, come on.
Yo, everybody this bitch say fuck they ex.
Fuck my ex. Nah, see, it worked. It worked to you too.
No, I'm with it. It's such a stupid rapper trick.
Listen, if it works, it works.
I'm about to make a song called Love My Ex.
Love my ex. That's a remix. Fuck my ex.
I fucked her ex.
Oh, man.
All I'm saying to you is 6 out of 6, he did not miss. We'll try again.
6, 6, 6.
And he almost did a do. He almost did a down special. Just one more. He would have did the down special. That would have
been, yeah.
I'm like, but that would have made it 30 tracks on the deluxe.
I like the round number, to be honest.
I do too, but 29 kind of thorough, because know why?
Flip the 9 upside down. That's a 6.
Come on. All right, man. All right, bye, y'all.